Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. In Haifa, a light breeze is keeping it pleasant, while Eilut is seeing clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that a senior Hamas commander, Mohammed al-Yazouri, was killed in a Gaza strike. He led Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade. Also, The Times of Israel confirms earlier today that Farah Hamed, a Hamas terrorist behind the 2003 shooting of an MK's husband, was killed in a Gaza airstrike. Also this hour, Israel Hayom shares footage of how the IDF eliminated a Hezbollah stronghold on the Ali Tahar Ridge earlier today. Separately, I-24 News details that the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. This follows missile strikes on two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, JNS reports that the IDF has destroyed a Hezbollah tunnel network in Lebanon, consolidating a security zone to protect northern communities. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea shared just minutes ago that the IDF used over 110 tons of explosives to destroy Hezbollah's infrastructure on Ali Tahar Ridge, uncovering extensive weaponry. Alex Gandler posted earlier today that the tunnel systems under Ali Taher served as Hezbollah's main command center, funded by Iran, marking a significant step in disarming Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Open source intel reported just now that Mohammed Yazouri, the Khan Yunis Brigade commander, was eliminated in an overnight strike by the IDF and Shin Bet. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza strike, Ynet reports that Mohammed al-Yazouri's death deals a significant blow to Hamas's military leadership in Khan Yunis. His body was found after an airstrike in the al-Maghazi area, intensifying the ongoing conflict. This development could lead to further escalations between Israel and Hamas. Turning to the killing of Farah Hamed, the Times of Israel notes that he was involved in recruiting and directing attacks against Israel. His elimination underscores Israel's continued efforts to neutralize high-profile threats. This could impact the broader security dynamics in Gaza. Meanwhile, the footage released by Israel Hayom shows the IDF's underground operation on the Ali Tahar Ridge. The operation involved advanced drone and body camera technology, highlighting the tactical measures employed to dismantle Hezbollah's stronghold. This operation comes as part of Israel's broader strategy to secure its northern border. In earlier reporting, I-24 News revealed that the U.S. sanctions target Hezbollah's financial networks, aiming to curb their influence in the region. The missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz add a layer of tension to already strained relations. This move by the U.S. might alter the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Finally, JNS emphasizes that the destruction of the Hezbollah tunnel network in Lebanon is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to secure its northern communities. The tunnels had posed a significant threat to Israeli citizens and forces. This action reinforces Israel's commitment to maintaining security in the region. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that entrepreneur Efrat Rapoport, who previously sold her startup to Salesforce, has raised $20 million in pre-seed funding for her new venture, June AI. This shows continued investor confidence in Israeli tech. Separately, Globes notes that Israel's foreign exchange reserves have reached a record peak of over $241 billion as of August 2026. This milestone reflects strong financial stability and economic growth. And finally, Walla Business highlights an agreement for Iron Dome production at a Volkswagen plant in Germany, surpassing previous expectations. This collaboration with Lower Saxony and Aurelius Capital marks a significant step in international defense partnerships. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.